I'm Roberta Baskin, Director of Media Communications, speaking with Ruth Ann Dorrell, Deputy Regional Inspector General for our Office of Evaluation and Inspections, about a major series of reports on adverse events in hospitals. Ruth Ann, this is such an important topic affecting families across America, so just tell us how you got started.
Well, we began this work in response to a mandate from Congress, which directed the Inspector General to determine how often Medicare patients are harmed as the result of medical care, what we call adverse events, and the cost of these problems to the Medicare program. Examples of an adverse event is an infection, a surgical complication, a medication error, something negative that happens as a result of their care. And we focused on hospitals because hospital care is the largest portion of Medicare costs, with 12 million Medicare patients hospitalized each year. Our studies describe how frequently adverse events occur, the severity of the harm, whether hospitals knew about the events when they happened, and what hospitals and government did to address the problems. Unfortunately, we found that harmful events occur quite often.
These hospital evaluations take significant time and work. So how'd you go about it, and what else did you find?
Well, we arranged for some of the nation's top physician experts to examine hospital medical records, and they found that 1 in 7 hospitalized Medicare patients experienced an adverse event that was serious enough to prolong their hospitalization, cause permanent bodily harm, require life-sustaining intervention, or resulted in their death. And so on a national scale, this means that in just a single month, an estimated 134,000 hospitalized Medicare patients experienced serious problems, and 15,000 of those died as a result of the medical harm.
What about less serious adverse events in hospitals?
Less serious harm also occurred, such as allergic reactions and injuries from falls. And many patients experienced multiple events, including one elderly heart patient who had 6 separate harmful events during a single hospital stay. Overall, a quarter of Medicare patients experienced harm, and it cost the Medicare program an estimated $4.4
billion that year. $4.4 billion.
Yeah.
Well, plus the impact on patients' lives. Were these harmful events caused by medical errors?
Some were caused by errors, but not all. The physicians found that hospitals could have prevented 44% of the harmful events, so almost half. Sometimes hospitals can't avoid it, particularly when patients are frail or have complicated health problems. But hospitals can avoid enough medical harm to make a very strong case for improved practices.
What are hospitals doing to improve care?
Quite a lot. Many hospitals are taking big steps to reduce patient harm, and this includes changing hospital systems to reduce the odds of human error and adopting practices that are known to provide better care with less risk of harm. And in many of the cases we found, hospital staff acted very quickly to address problems to avoid more serious harm. But many of the hospitals don't know when harm occurs within their walls. We found in another study that hospital staff reported only 14% of the events that happened, most often because the staff didn't recognize what was happening as harm. Hospitals only changed their policies as the result of a handful of these events.
What action has government taken to improve practices and reduce harm?
Well, this is definitely a shared responsibility between the hospital industry and the government. And the short answer is that we've made a lot of progress, but we need continued focus and meaningful action. The federal government and the states, for example, require that hospitals maintain patient safety standards. But we found that these standards are not universally enforced. For example, one of our studies found that after a harmful event occurred, hospital inspectors didn't always ensure that the hospital fixed the problem or that they had systems in place to identify and correct future problems. The government is becoming more attuned to patient safety and more active in finding solutions, though. For example, in 2011, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services launched the Partnership for Patients, which is a project aimed at improving healthcare quality and safety. And the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality recently established a network of patient safety organizations. The organizations will receive reports from hospitals when harm occurs and analyze what happened and recommend solutions. And you know, there's a steep learning curve. It's important to appreciate that this is very complex work and an ever-changing target. And as medical science progresses, the task of ensuring patient safety escalates as well.
Well, give us a brief look ahead. Does the Inspector General plan more work in this area?
Yes. We're beginning a study that will look at these same issues in nursing homes, how often harm occurs, whether it's preventable by nursing home staff, and what the cost is to Medicare.
Ruth Ann, thank you for sharing this important work on hospital safety.
Thank you, Roberta.